Don't touch the old tip. Don't touch the tip. That's the way to start it off. Welcome everybody to today's podcast. The Chop Sports Show is live here on a Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. The final day of August. It's gone. It's time to play some football, bro.
Yesterday was the final day.
We had this discussion when you don't know the rhyme. Nursery rhyme. September and November.
I spent this whole morning thinking today was September.
Well, it's not. But it is today. It is. Oh, there's an echo. So according to that's done. Got it. No, that was a quick
was you?
Quick sob. No, well, I just had to mute your mic. That's all. But yeah, there's the echo. But that was just me doing that. So it's gone now. But anyway, welcome everybody to the Chop Sports Show today. A lot to get into because, well, one, as I was driving in here, I almost drove off the road. I saw that Cam Newton's been cut from the Patriots. That's huge to me because I feel like we had him slated to at least be the QB1 until it wasn't his job anymore. And it's not his job at all anymore. Like, it's not even his place of employment. He's gone. It is cut day in the NFL, so there's going to be a lot of stuff going on with cut day. AJ, busy day because I see a lot of stuff on this rundown. It's the Colts are going through it right now with not only, you would think if there's going to be anybody's like subject to COVID-19, it's definitely Carson Wentz because he's subject to everything else, you know, so why not be added to the list?
Does he actually have COVID?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore about this stuff. It's like, first of all, there's a phenomenal comment by Scoop. I'm going to get rid of the comments over here, but because it will distract me. But I know that if for whatever reason the Eagles pick up Cam Newton, like, that's going to be the death blow for Jalen Hurts. Like, he's going to be like, are you kidding me at this point?
I think it might be finally the time where we've seen the last of Cam, honestly.
Can I be honest? The Cowboys made some moves today. Ben DiNucci, the guy who I feel is a lefty quarterback at this point because he's so bad, and Garrett Gilbert were both cut, leaving them with just Cooper Rush as their quarterback. I personally believe that if in a world where you want a veteran backup and they had an Andy Dalton last year, you got to take the flyer.
I think it depends on what Cam's mindset is. If he's down to be a backup, then he'll probably sign on somewhere. But if he's planning on going in to compete for a job, I don't think anybody's going
to
be giving
Cam. Do you think that there's a place to start anywhere?
No, not right now.
Not right now,
look
right?
At what Cam did in the full season last year. You had, what do you have, two TD passes all year?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was something really bad. I know
a lot of people are saying that he's washed. And
Cam is washed. He's 100% washed.
I think that his style of play, he's a big dude. So I feel like that still will fit the mold of an offense, but I don't think.
Being big is only good if you're big, fast, and ability to take contact is still there. He can't throw. He can run, but as soon as he runs, he's too fragile to stay on the field. So Cam is kind of, I think his best days are clearly behind him, and I don't think you'll see him anymore unless he's down to be a backup, like a RG3 type.
That's where it's going to be, I think. Good call.
What is it? One second. I'm looking at these Cam Newton stats from last year, and I actually laughed reading them. He had 8 TDs in 15 games started and 10 interceptions.
Yeah, but who the hell is he throwing the ball to? So, like, he didn't also have a great supporting cast
it
either.
It doesn't matter.
Neil Harry, Philip Dorsett, like, those kind of guys. Like, that's not fair.
Going into the season, I said the same thing about Cam last year that I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. And now I have that full season to prove it, to back it up. He came into the year last year talking a big game. Like, he had a list of names and teams that passed up on him. And what did Cam do with that list?
Honestly, he probably ingested it. I don't know. Cam didn't do much with that list. But it's interesting because I think that Cam Newton, I don't know, man. I feel like I don't think he's as washed as you say. I don't think his throwing style is any good anymore. Like, I feel like he was very underneath, couldn't throw the long ball. But there's room for that in a league like it. He was set up. They signed Jonnu Smith and improved their tight end game to cater around his thing.
It might be to cater around the Mac Jones, apparently, because Cam is gone.
The tight end is the best friend of the quarterback, especially when a rookie quarterback. I know that's why Romo got off to a good start, because he had Jason Witten the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, a good tight end is a safety net.
I think this makes the Patriots better right away. If they have plans on starting Mac Jones, then Cam, you saw what Cam was last year. What'd they win, 6 games?
It was just so crazy because I'm talking to my dad and my brother about potential backup suitors for the Cowboys after the release of Gilbert and DiNucci. And I said, well, maybe Brian Hoyer gets cut, you know, because he's a Patriot. You know what I mean? Like, he'll, and then next thing you know, it's Cam Newton. And I'm like, whoa.
So you know, if the Cowboys sign Cam, is that a move you're excited about?
I'm excited about it only for the sole purpose to have veteran backup behind Dak Prescott. I'm not sold on Cooper Rush at all. Cooper Rush was signed in like week 10 last year for whatever reason. Yeah, you know, no,
I would take Cam as a backup over Cooper Rush just for the ability to understand an offense. I don't know how well he'll pick up on the Cowboys offense, but just the fact that he's got 10 years of experience in the NFL plus.
And look, you know, Dak Prescott's our guy.
Cooper
and
Rush doesn't sound like a quarterback name. He sounds like a small slot white receiver.
Right? Or a scat back.
Something to that effect. But Cooper Rush, you know, he's the guy right now. And I think the Dallas Cowboys can make that move on the cheap, because now that Cam Newton's gone, you know, it's not like he could demand any high price tag. He might come in for the league minimum. No, there's no NFL guarantee contract. So if you're not on the team, you're not getting paid unless you got that guarantee up front from the Patriots. Which I don't think he did.
Nope. No bonus. So, money.
Hey, fantasy guy, what does this do for the running game over there?
Dude, I am so happy about this right now. I'm a Damian Harris owner in multiple leagues. I'm a big Damian Harris believer. The guy averaged 5 yards per carry last season. And now with a traditional quarterback at the helm of the offense, I really think this means big things for Damian Harris. No more of this Cam Newton crap where they try and just send him over the offensive line at the 1 yard line. It's going to be Damian Harris time. It's going to be feasting time. Damian Harris. I know you're about to say Ramondre Stevenson.
No, I was going to say, what about James White?
James White?
James White. He's a lethal guy out of the backfield as far as catching short passes. That could be another Mac Jones safety net, no?
You know what? That's not a bad take. It's pretty good. But
I know my shit sometimes.
I would take him in a late round, but I don't think he's going to be
drafting James White. He's not going to be a significant enough guy.
His role won't change with the Patriots until he's dead. He's just going to catch.
And like they got rid of Sonny Michel. So.
And have two carries all season.
Yeah.
You think you could start him in fantasy, but when you do, it'll suck. That's typically what I get from James White.
Switching us around because I feel like I'm looking this way. So it's like, why would anybody see me looking this way? I'm looking to the wall. You know what I mean? So it makes sense. Of course it makes sense. So anyway, it's Sturch, it's Gooch, and it's AJ from the couch. That's our soft open, because that's big breaking news in the NFL on cut day. So I think cut day, it's here, and we've already started to see it. We got a couple more cuts. I think you wrote down Breshad Perriman cut. Now, where he was playing where? Detroit?
Yes, and he was the most notable name aside from Tyrell Williams on the team.
How are you the Detroit Lions and say we have room to cut a decent receiver? Well, what are you doing?
They're tanking for the one pick, I guess.
Already?
I think so.
But they might not win.
The fall due is not on the field yet, and these guys are tanking.
I feel bad for Jared Goff. He goes from Cooper Kupp, Sean McVay,
Robert Woods,
Los Angeles,
LA, right
to the shithole Detroit. No receivers. He had one receiver. They just cut him.
The running game back there. I love DeAndre Swift. I love your boy Jamal Williams. I've always liked him.
I'm a fan of his. He's going to have a tough season.
That's tough sledding for sure.
Motown.
Tough sledding for sure. But that's not the only shocker. Nick Mullins, I believe I just talked about him not too long ago. Was he not with Jacksonville? No.
No, he was with the Eagles, and he was going to be the third
Nick Mullins
backup.
Was with the Eagles, too?
Yeah,
that's right.
That's what you were talking about.
I was talking about him.
That it goes against what, you know, hurts psyche or whatever the fuck.
Dick Nick Mullins, gonzo. It's over. He'll find a spot. Would not mind Nick Mullins as the Dallas quarterback.
Now, that's a backup quarterback.
Yes.
Not a guy that's been a star in the league, and he kind of has an ego.
Yeah, maybe Cam Newton's personality.
He comes with other baggage when it comes to the media.
I like that.
Give me Nick Mullins all day.
Give me Nick Mullins, too. I'm all for it.
On primetime football, show out a couple times.
Yeah.
2 years ago when Jimmy G was hurt.
Hence the nickname.
Nick Mullins played a good game against Green Bay that I remember seeing.
Right.
Won the game, but Nick Mullins balled out.
Yeah, sure. So he's a more than capable guy. What else? We got Jacob Hollister. Devonta Freeman wasn't cut. I don't think he had a team.
No, he was on the Saints.
Oh, man, they cut him already?
Yeah.
So that's just the Kamara
and the Murray show.
That's Davis it, huh?
And I think that Mike Jones or some other.
Devonta Freeman, any inkling that he might land on one of these teams that lost their running back for the year? Baltimore, L.A.?
He might be done, though.
You think he's just washed?
Maybe one team here.
The Giants took a flyer on him last year.
On him, but I can't see him being anything significant, any contributor to any offense.
All right. I'm with it. John Brown, he got cut. He was a Raider, correct?
He did get cut. Those are my possible
cuts. Oh, your possible right cuts. Oh, that's underneath. See, I'm all over the place. Miles Boykin is a possible cut. Neil Harry, you have him as a possible cut?
N'Keal Harry is definitely a possible cut. He's very disgruntled with the team right now. He hasn't performed close to his first round pick status. I think that
he should have never been drafted in the first round,
first of all. We'll trade him for like a sixth rounder. They're not going to cut him.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. But look, it's, you know, you'll have the Twitter machine open the entire time, AJ, because things are going to be flowing in. It is cut day. The NFL, you have to get down to your roster, 53-man roster by 4 o'clock today. So
I do have one breaking news note, and that is actually, I got it from a comment. There's no name, so I can't really credit you. I'm sorry, but Facebook user said that Gilmore was placed on the PUP list, and he's out 6 weeks. As well.
Wait, Stephon Gilmore?
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore is out for 6 weeks on the PUP list.
Now, the PUP list, I thought, that's IR. If you're placed on, no, I thought the PUP list, you were gone for the year if you were put on. Maybe it's after the 53-man is announced.
They even modified the IR now where you
can... You can do it like a three-week deal.
You can designate a guy that could come back off the IR, but you're allowed to use the roster spot in the interim.
That's crazy, though. I mean, that's a big blow to New England on their secondary. I mean,
yeah.
That's their best corner. He's one of the best corners in football.
He's arguably their best player.
Definitely.
On both sides of the ball. I wouldn't even say arguable. I think he's clearly their best player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, it's a big blow.
That's a big
one. See, these are why we do prediction shows. We need to do one more... cleanup show. We talk about it, but towards the end of the, I guess, the off season, as we approach the season, we'll come out with that, because I got to change things up on New England if Gilmore's out.
Carl, Cooper Kupp, Cooper Rush, same. It is he's not lying. But yeah, so as we go, things will be picking up. I am reading here Irv Smith Jr. getting surgery on the meniscus. That sucks. Who the hell is the tight end one now for Kirk Cousins?
That's actually a really great question.
Because, I mean, he got touted because they parted ways with Kyle Rudolph. Rudolph's a giant, I think.
Yeah.
So that's big news, too, because, look, Kirk Cousins, as much as he likes to stretch the field, he's got a nice little arm, but he needs a safety net. That if any quarterback needs a safety net underneath, it's Kirk Cousins, and I think he definitely needs somebody.
I think you're going to see a little volume uptick for Dalvin Cook now.
Yeah,
that safety.
I took my homer pick anyway. It doesn't matter.
Dalvin Cook was going to be
he's the number two pick in there anyway. Yeah, no, I know.
I arguably think he might be the RB1 this year.
No cap. But Tyler Conklin is the backup for the Vikings, and he's also questionable and injured. So
that's a who are you chant for any wrestling fan. Who are you? Who? I don't know who the hell that is.
No, he's nobody.
Yeah, so that's bad for them. The one thing also that I wanted you guys to talk about specifically, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we got Carson Wentz, Ryan Kelly, Zachary Pascal on the COVID list. This team has spent very little time together as a unit, as a cohesive unit, practicing together. If only
there was a person on this podcast that faded the Colts over. Oh, wait, he's here. It's Chris Gucci. And you know what? Sauce, if you're out there, this is why you can't predict them to do so well, because this team is in shambles and the season hasn't started yet.
I think the big mistake that he made there was putting money down on the over 10 wins before anything took place with Wentz at quarterback.
That's like having a fantasy draft too early.
He's saying that even if Wentz goes down, the Colts are going to win 10 games because anybody could win 10 games. They said Phillip Rivers would win 10 games. He did last year, but this is a different team. They're all banged up. We'll see. Their offensive line is really good, but as you see,
so who the hell is catching the ball besides Michael Pittman Jr.?
My boy Paris Campbell.
Oh Christ!
And then they have Zachary Pascal.
You just said he's on COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to be back before the season starts.
Like, yeah, well, you don't know if they're not vaccinated. There's so many different protocols, and the NFL put out another protocol thing. Well, last night, as a matter of fact, where if you're vaccinated, you get tested weekly. If you're not vaccinated, it's daily. It's just a mess, man. There's going to be a lot of moves made in this COVID crap again. We thought we were kind of behind it, and obviously, you know, I'm not going to speak on COVID or people's lifestyles.
We got the fans back at least. That's big.
For now, you would think, right? Yeah. I would hope so. I've always been under the impression that the NFL
go back to no fans.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, like, we've always been in the mindset that the NFL owns a day of the week. Like, they run shit there. So, yeah. So, anyway, so we talked about the Colts already on how they're kind of disheveled. Brian Flores news. What is that about? Oh, he passively, aggressively shut down the rumors. I mean,
the last time I checked,
he wants high character players, basically saying, we don't need you because you're
Flores
of the
is
shit.
Not the general manager of the Dolphins, so he really doesn't get a say. I think what he's doing is, because everybody in the media is saying what you said yesterday, which there's some there's some reason to believe that that could be possible, that Tua Tagovailoa
is losing confidence
because they're talking about trading for another quarterback. I think it's the head coach's job to come in and kind of reinstill the confidence in the
quarterback. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia.
But because if there is a trade made, it's already said and done. At that point, it won't matter. And I would imagine that the quarterback would be involved. So he'd be on his way out the door, only he'd be a little less confident.
Yeah.
But right now, he's more confident because the head coach is standing behind him. I guess it's a good move. Another case as to why I like Flores.
Listen, maybe a lot of people didn't agree with his ways last year with the handling of Tua and Fitzpatrick when they were like kind of like interchangeable based off the scenario, you know what I mean? Based off of, oh, they're down two with no timeouts. Get in there, Fitz. Work your magic. But I don't know. This is the right move for him to make.
Team plays hard for him.
That's they the like him. And the defense is good. Xavier Howard's back. No more trade rumors there. Byron Jones is good. Can't catch the ball, but he's good. But yeah, I mean, the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins are primed to improve dramatically this year. And we already talked about the Fins, but, you know, we think Bills.
Will Fuller, too. So there
was and that's only a one-game suspension when I thought it was Parker, like six. Will so, yeah.
Gesicki.
Gesicki.
I always say his name.
Dad's tight end. My dad's tight end. Wasn't happy about it. Forgot about Higbee.
Penn State, right? Gesicki went to Penn State?
Yeah. Yes, big Penn State.
You know who also went to Penn State? Mike Parsons. But I just figured I'd throw that. Hard Knocks tonight, baby. I can't wait. Can't wait. You know what sucks, though? Because this is
Hard Knocks sucks. Well, that sucks. And honestly, I know that you know it.
This year?
Yeah, like
it's relatively.
I'm not blaming the Cowboys. They don't get to go in and film it.
It's just like I told Jimmy Palumbo last night. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast, you do know that there is a brand new Jimmy Palumbo episode. Episode 25 is out and is with Artie Lang once again. Artie came back. The goodness of his heart came back. Didn't re-record. They just continued their conversation from last week. It's really good. Go check that out. But I was telling Jimmy, I said, not for nothing, but I like when I hear. My favorite comedian's voice, you know, whether whoever, you know, George Carlin or some Louis C.K. So these guys that are my favorite stand-up comedians, Brett Ernst, I would have to be remiss not to say that. But it doesn't matter what they say. You're smiling and it's funny. Like, if that makes any sense, it might not make sense with you, but
no,
that's the way I feel about Hard Knocks. As bad as the storylines are, I'm just excited to see a Dak and a Zeke interact, and as Zeke is completely shot.
They should make the show more about the stars of the team rather than some guy that's going to be cut in a week.
Who is literally cut in a week.
We're not going to know about going forward. They try and make this whole dramatic thing about, oh, it's such a hard life. Really, we don't really care. We all understand. If you're a football fan, you're watching that show, you kind of know how it is by now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the stars. Let's see the
real
behind-the-scenes shit. The coaches' meetings. They did it a lot better 5 years ago, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think this show used to be a little bit more compelling.
And now I think just maybe the generation of players is different now.
You know what? You'll probably see it tonight, but it's weird because cut down day is today and tonight is the episode. So unless they literally fire it all off,
they can't, right?
They can't. So like, you know, like if they friggin' show another feature on Ben DiNucci, any Cowboy fan or any football fan will look at him and be like, well, he's gone. So any of this feel good shit doesn't matter anymore. You know what I mean? But that was part of the good part about Hard Knocks. Not to say like it's good to see somebody lose their job, but at the same time, it was like, all right, you know where he's going in. Will he or won't he get cut? That was before.
I'm sure they'll show some cuts on the final episode because
I guess they have another episode next week.
They have five now?
They said five, yeah. So that would be fifth. Okay, well, there you go. You'll get all your cuts and your really compelling shit. You know, they cut Darian Thompson, which was nobody knows who that is unless you're a Cowboy fan, but I loved him and he doesn't fit that Dan Quinn mold, which is weird to me. But
and when they did show the stars, they showed them exchanging birthday presents, which was strange. You want to see football.
I'm sorry. I might name my fantasy team like Zeke's rapping skills, but not like with speaking like rapping skills. Yeah.
Like with the W.
Yeah. I think that'd be a funny fantasy football name.
It resembles Zeke's rapping skills. Your team is atrocious. Is that what you're saying?
It was cringe. It depends skills, which team. But it was funny as shit to watch.
One of your teams, now I'm breaking my own rule. One of your teams is better than the other one. Your league is better than Joe Angelo's league.
Okay. Right,
but moving on from that.
Thank you. I appreciate the critique.
And Danny, your team is the best. I know that me and you have maybe some unmentioned friction because me and Dave never fucking agree, but your team is fucking good, bro. I gotta admit, Antonio Gibson. Anybody in my league?
I got Gibson in my league. But anyway, yeah, I tell you, it was so funny. They're like, they all they do is disagree with each other. I'm like, Really? Like, I really didn't pick up on that. Like,
yeah,
maybe,
well, first of all, it's like...
There's got to be some tit for tat, yeah.
When was the last time you saw, and I know you don't like these guys, but Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless agree? No. That's not the point.
They should agree to just stop going to television.
Nah, I would like that, yeah.
You know, but it was like Joe and Evan. You ever listen to Joe and Evan for whatever reason? The guys that were in the midday on the Fan, it would be like Joe would be like, "Oh, the pain, the Jets suck," and then like Evan would be like, "Well, there's some promise here," and he's like, "No, they suck," and then Evan would come back like, "Ah, they could be good," and he's like, "All right, they could be good," you know? Like, yeah, he would just cave, yeah. You know? And I'm like, "We're not caving. No caving here. I'm standing my ground.
I gotta have my, you know, our opinions matter. That's what the whole point is. We're an opinion show.
Correct. Breaking news. That is correct. All right. AJ, full slate of baseball last night as we're getting to September now. Hit him with that update, brother.
All right. We're here with the Curtis Sells House's sports update for all your realty needs. Make sure to hit up the man, Curtis Counts. Let's start off with the Orioles versus Blue Jays game yesterday. The Blue Jays won that game 7-3. Guerrero was able to hit two home runs in that one. Tampa Bay Rays took care of their divisional rival Red Sox at home 6-1, fairly easy. The Padres went against the Diamondbacks on the road, and the Padres were able to come away victorious 7-5. Let's head over to the Angels game, where the Angels were able to come away with a late victory against the Yankees yesterday 8-7. The Cardinals and the Reds had a low-scoring affair in Cincinnati, and the Cardinals came away with that one 3-1. The Phillies defeated the Washington Nationals 7-4, and Harper homers in that one. And let's head over to the rest of the games. We have the Brewers and the Giants. Corbin Burns pitches a gem, and they win that one 3-1. The Dodgers and the Braves go at it, but the Dodgers ultimately come away with the W in that one 5-3. Houston Astros on the road against a divisional rival, Seattle Mariners, come away with a tight edge in a close game, 4-3. That is your AJ Sports update. I don't know what I was going with at the end there.
You know, at least you knew where we were going.
That was amazing.
That was good.
My favorite one, honestly, because of the mess up and the casual not giving a fuck about the mess up and just kind of owning it.
He said, listen, AJ, he's growing on me.
He's the vibe. He's the vibe today. With
he's
tie-dye
shirt.
Tie-dye shirt,
bro. Oh, my God. Bring yourself up for a second for the masses. Go ahead. Show everybody that shirt.
I'm not mad at it,
look
bro.
At that, huh? And that's who? That's the Buggies?
That's Bucky. My boy Bucky. If you ever go on a vacation in the South and you're trying if you're trying to hit a gas rest stop, make sure to hit up Bucky's.
Is that south of the border type deal?
I would say it's south of the border, but on crack. Because it has like they have
it has crack.
Ah, sure. Yes,
because
okay.
It actually has
old
crack
cocaine. No, nice.
They like cook brisket fresh in front of you in the middle of the place. They have like fried chicken. They cook. They have a jerky bar with 70 different types of beef jerky. They just
are they
cut.
Paying us they, to, yeah, for you to do this? That was a perfect infomercial. I love it. You should do start doing live reads. That's what I think.
I'm a Bucky's brand ambassador.
All right. They get free t-shirt with purchase.
I contemplated going to take a piss in AJ's update, and I didn't know how long it would be.
Oh, well,
I have a deep pit of regret.
Well, there is a commercial break coming up.
Yeah.
So here's my commercial break. No, but anyway, when we come back, we will bring you day 23. Did you update that? 23? 22? 23?
23.
We're doing the 23. Champs.
23. We are doing the champs. The champs are here. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, to my surprise, did not win the division last year. So it's like kind of crazy to me. But they will be coming back with all their players. We'll talk about that. And it's brought to you by Absolute Eyewear. We will be back. Let's pay some bills. And when we come back, like I said, Tampa Bay Bucks.
Hey guys, this is Keith Ernst from the NFL podcast, I'm Your Football Team. Come check out our weekly football show where we give you our shitty and offensive opinions on everything NFL. We do this often by using the trendy terminology, I'm you. What's that mean? Check out I'm Your Football Team on Chop Sports to find out. Episodes premiere every Thursday. And I'm you if you're ignoring this, by the way. I'm you.
Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom and pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is four pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest three-pepper blend featuring fatale, habanero, and ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of ghost and habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's silkcityhotsauce.com. All right, welcome back to the CHOP Sports Show here on a Tuesday. It is August the 31st. First and foremost, I do want to, well, I can't say first and foremost, we've talked about a million things, but I want to shout out each and every one of our CHOP athletes because it's time. Like a lot of, well, not all of their seasons start, but a lot of these football guys are getting into the swing of things. Camp is over. The games are ready to rock. We got tickets to Rutgers on Thursday. The rain looks like it might push out by the time the kickoff, which is great. As far as a marketing play, might not be a thing. We'll figure that out as it gets closer, but the game will definitely go on. I mean, it's football, unless there's like catastrophic torrential downpours. It is on the river, so who knows what can happen over there.
There's flooding. Sometimes New Brunswick gets bad.
Yeah, sometimes. But we'll sometimes. But I also made mention today on CHOP Sports, if you're following the Facebook group, that on Friday night, Woodbridge Barons, home opener against the Colonia Patriots. That is an inner CHOP Sports rivalry because every single person that I've ever even talk to about, like, to Gooch, every single person, it follows with what?
Colonia guy.
He's a Colonia guy. So I'm tired of the Colonia guy shit.
Littered.
I'm tired of it. So Woodbridge, represent. Let's get out there. Let's cheer on the Barons. Let's cheer on Colonia. Why not? It's football. It's back. It's high school football. Friday night lights, baby. I'm excited. Speaking of football, today, day 23, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, brought to you by Absolute Eyewear. Go see Craig and Johnine right now. If you go there, right on Main Street, next to the train station, you all know what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure it's right next to that Dunkin' Donuts. It's been there forever. So go check those guys out. If you say CHOP Sports, they're going to give you $100 off frames, lenses, the works. $100. So it's not like, hey, get 10% off. I'm tired of those people, by the way, that do the 10% off. Because, dude, what are you actually giving us? Put out this and you'll get 10% off. Like, 10% off of $90 is a dollar, like 80 cents. This is $100 off, folks. Go check out Craig and Johnine at Absolute Eyewear. You'll get yourself some new glasses. I know for a fact, big facts, I'm going in there prior to the season because I need a new shebang up in this grill because I can't see nothing anymore.
I have a note.
10% is $10.
off a $9 purchase?
Oh.
That's I thought you said 90.
No.
Now I'm confused, so...
Dave's I'm right. Just saying 10%, sorry, unless it's $100 or more, you know, 10% when you're getting $10 off, that might agree. Feel 10% cool.
10% sucks regardless.
Right. So $100 off, that's a shit ton of coin. But anyway, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the defending champions of the NFL. Last year, obviously did not win the division, which is surprise to me. I know that they didn't win it, but like every time you say it, considering how good they were and considering how hard their run was in that playoff run, it's kind of hard to be remiss that they even did not win the division. But the over under is set at 11.5 wins. We'll go based off their depth chart first and foremost. I mean,
they don't have any holes.
Here's why. Ready for this? They didn't lose anybody. So there's nobody that left this team, which is absolutely insane if you think about it. In the free agency era, I don't know if this has ever happened. I don't know.
It's 100% it's never happened.
Never, yeah, right? Like
no way.
Every year the Super Bowl team loses at least one pivotal player.
I'm not talking about Super Bowl team. I'm talking about any team.
Well, no, maybe certain teams it has happened.
Returning all 22?
Yeah, I would say it has to have happened.
I don't know, man. I feel like the teams are always different.
That's not something that I would even expect him to be able to look up.
No, it's fine. It's crazy to me. Yeah,
most of the time, it's different. Returning, I just don't see any reason why you would want to return everybody if you didn't win it last year.
But they did win it, so why not bring everybody back?
So, yeah, maybe you are right.
It could be a thing.
It's crazy that it is a Super Bowl team. On top of it, that they return right. Everybody.
Like, some of these guys can get the bag. Like, I believe Godwin could have gotten the bag, but took less to stay. You know, so it starts at the top. It starts with the greatest quarterback to ever play, as far as on a accolades front. Tom Brady. Skill wise, probably not. But accolades, he's won pretty much every Super Bowl known to man. And he's back with his backups, Blaine Gabbert and Ryan Griffin, and your boy Kyle Trask, who you said that was going to, he might make that team. I don't know. I don't know if he carried four quarterbacks, but we'll see. And the running back room is crowded again. And it's Leonard Fournette, who became playoff Lenny last year, which was, again, played great. Rojo, Ronald Jones II. And, of course, Giovanni Bernard.
He's the new James White.
He is the new James White down there. Their receivers, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown. It's just insane. And I know Gooch's favorite player on the team, Scotty Miller, who basically ended your season. So that was that.
All Aaron Rodgers' fault, honestly.
Exactly. Anybody
that played Aaron Rodgers for Kevin King giving up that touchdown.
And Kevin King's a returning guy, right?
Yeah, they brought him back on a one-year prove-it deal, but we drafted a corner in the first round. So.
Prove the fact that you can cover little Scotty Miller, and then you can get paid. They're tight ends, obviously. It's funny, because I'll ask the fantasy guy this, because it's hard to decipher. Gronk is Brady's guy, but how much stock can you put into an O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate at this point?
None,
right?
I wouldn't really want any of them on my team.
Yeah, no, I just figured, no, like,
not
what
much,
the...
but they're both solid.
O.J. Howard,
for that team.
I feel like that he's probably the most skilled one out of all of them, and he just can't seem to find the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, though.
But it's Gronk, you know, you can't tell Gronk, like, hey, by the way, buddy, you know, like, you're on the bench. Like, no, clearly.
Oh, God, I forgot. I'm thinking that they just had Brate and O.J. Howard. I completely forgot about Gronk.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Gronk's back to do it again, which is insane to me, you know?
The receivers, there's not enough balls to go around for the second and third tight end on that offense, because even Giovanni Bernard is going to get looks.
Yeah. Right.
Brady's going to spread it around, which is kind of why I'm a little skittish on any of the receivers, but at the same time, when you see Antonio Brown in the 10th or 11th round,
yeah,
it's hard to pass. I think Antonio Brown might finish
second. It's a full season under AB.
Targets on
he
that
didn't
team.
Get a full season last year. So that's another thing.
He lives with Tom Brady.
Yeah, lives with the guy.
I'm sorry, he lives with him?
I don't know if he still lives with him, but
he did.
He lived with Tom Brady.
That was a thing?
Yes.
Yeah. When AB signed.
So Giselle is like cooking him meals and shit? Is that.
They're
some
made.
Home, some really, home cooking.
Some of his home cooking on AB, baby.
Some but of that no, kale. Yeah,
Antonio Brown moved in with Tom Brady last year when he was getting set up in Tampa.
When he was mugging moving guys?
Something like that.
Something like right. that. Offensive line, obviously, Tristan Wirfs is one of the all pros in this league. The rest of the guys, obviously, I don't know.
I think if there is.
I don't think they lost it. They didn't lose anybody.
But
so.
If they're so good.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't lose anybody, and
I think that
Tom Brady's usually upright.
If there is a weakness, and it's laughable to say that their line is a weakness, I think that is potentially their weakest core on their team.
Is the offensive line?
Their defensive line is great. Their linebackers are great. Their secondary is great.
Whew.
Tom Brady might be the second worst link on that team. Well, honestly, as crazy as that is.
Pound for pound skill-wise, you're probably
you
right.
Know, like, Tom Brady struggled a little bit early going last year. It wasn't.
Let's hope he struggles again early on this year, huh?
I mean, he struggled. I think he struggled opening.
He always struggles early. That's why I got my Cowboys beat him. But anyway.
Playoff Leonard.
Yeah.
Like playoff Tom. But Tom Brady, he's father time is like now a billion and one, because Tom Brady's the only guy to ever beat
Father
Time.
He's defying it.
At this point. But I did see Tom Brady interview yesterday where he's talking about doesn't have his legs yet, or he's just starting to get his legs. And at his age, with his surgery, he didn't do his proper offseason training programming.
Oh, baby, just keep going.
Is it going to be the year we see Tom Brady fall? Because last year, everybody thought Tampa Bay would be good, but nobody really expected them to take the league over down the stretch.
Yeah, the way they did, yeah.
Now going in, everybody expects Tampa Bay to win every fucking game. Now that there's the expectations, teams are going to be gunning for Tampa Bay, so you're going to get the best football every time you play against Tampa Bay. Tom Brady is 58 years old. You got to imagine eventually.
Fact check that.
You got to imagine 40. Eventually a 58-year-old quarterback isn't going to be able to get it done anymore. And I know I said Kyle Trask is going to kill it, but he's not. So
you
have to think about the situation. If Brady goes down, that's a pretty good team to come in and get to
learn from.
Your first NFL action.
I guess I'll get my feet wet with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Antonio Brown. What a world.
Yeah, that would be the worst thing for that team, obviously, is Brady going.
Their defense is obviously stacked because of last year. I mean, Sue is out right now, I think, with COVID, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But he'll be back. Vita Vea, I've had him like 15 times on Madden. I've always liked to get that guy. Run stuffer. William Golston, another just absolute stud. And then there's, you know, the 8.5 finger Jason Pierre-Paul. He returns as well.
Shaq Barrett.
Devin White. Shaq Barrett. Levante. I mean, it's just.
Oh, rough. My God.
It's not fair.
Rough, bro.
Hey, Dak Prescott. Hey, Dak, I love you, but you chose to wait to this game to play?
The front seven completely ruins games for teams.
They did it to their best quarterback in football last year.
I watched Aaron Jones tap out. He got hit last year in the playoffs. It was like a grazing blow. I don't know what kind of pain he was in because
it's an
NFC championship. You're going to play through some pain.
Mm.
But, dude, the safeties come up and they hit so hard because they're cleaning things up. There's not much to clean up because nothing really gets through. But those safeties hit really hard.
Antoine Winfield Jr. is a freaking stud, bro. Stud.
I fucking hate him.
I do too, because he's not a Cowboy and he's one of those guys I had my eye on. But
he just ruined my playoffs.
From top to bottom, AJ, I guess I give you the honor to bring up their schedule because I find it hard to believe.
Let's just get to it.
Yeah, I mean, they're starting off at home. They raised their banner against Dallas. To me, I feel like if Brady's going to get off to the traditional slow start, it pays good for Dallas. But after watching reading through the depth chart of that defense, I have a hard time thinking that even if the Dallas Cowboys offense is as high powered as I expect them to be, it's going to be very tough sledding for Dallas. So I don't know.
This schedule is so easy.
Cakewalk.
I mean, it's
unbelievable.
All eyes also on the October 3rd, week 4 game, his return to Foxborough, which he might throw for 8 touchdowns.
This is the issue that I have with people saying that when you win, you have a tougher schedule. It doesn't really work out that way.
I mean, case in point. It doesn't. Because look, they finished second. So they got the second place schedule, not the first.
So they're not doing it based off of winning the Super Bowl.
No, they do it based off regular season record.
That's kind of whack.
Yeah, that's the way it is. But all eyes on that week 4 game. Against the Patriots. And then obviously, look, there's a lot of wins coming their way. A lot of wins. They play the NFC East, so you can assume that they'll probably take 3 out of 4 if Dallas somehow does squeak one out.
When we're talking about the schedule, though, that's my point. When every team in their division is playing the same schedule.
No, but there's always that one game that you play the first or the whatever place you finish, you play that team in another division. There is one game out on this schedule, and I'm not sure which one it is, but
I'm going to find it.
Obviously, they have their division games. It might be the Colts.
No, that's their crossover game. So I'm saying it's the Rams.
I think it's the Bears.
Because they took second place in their division.
It's definitely not the Bears. The Rams. Who won the West? Seattle?
Seattle.
Yeah, so, right?
I have no idea.
I forget. I thought it was the Rams, but the Rams did. Oh, you know what? They played each other in the first round. So whoever was home that game, pretty sure it was Seattle. Seattle might have won the West. So that's why they play LA. That's the second place team.
17-0.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm trying to figure out where the loss comes from.
Honestly, I could see 15, 14 wins out of this team.
Lamar Wallace, buddy, you're late to the party. I know. We covered Cam earlier. It's all good, brother. But it's my biggest thing is where he's going to land. But anyway, and look at that schedule. Find me the loss. The Saints, maybe, because of the division garbage.
Buffalo. Any team.
Like I said, I'm hoping for Dallas. You know,
it could be any team because it's the NFL, but when we're looking at if everything goes chalk, you could say the Rams. You could say maybe the Washington game is going to be tough because the defense, I could see that. Buffalo, you don't really know what kind of team you're going to get out of New Orleans yet.
I am very much looking forward to that Patriots game.
You guys are very high on Carolina. At least someone's high on
Carolina. I was high on Carolina. I don't know if they beat the Bucs. No. Right. If anything, they'll give them a run twice, but I think the Bucs ultimately beat them twice. I mean, that's just I can't foresee that happening.
So what do we do with the Bucs this year? Just cheer for everyone to get hurt?
I don't do that for bad karma. I don't do that. But I will say.
Well, I hope Tom Brady gets hurt.
Okay. Well, AJ, just because we did the entire AFC already, is 11.5 the highest, or was it the Chiefs? Was the Chiefs at 12?
That's a good question. I feel like
we just did the Chiefs, so I'm just trying to figure out who the highest over under win total is.
I can't imagine a team getting 12 on an over under.
Chiefs 12.
Yeah, wow. There you go. So, but 11.5 means you have to have 12 wins with this Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'll start it. AJ always kind of closes it. AJ, how many wins do you think the Bucs are able to pull off out of this schedule?
I see Buck. What is it? Chris kind of got in my head with that little Brady not preparing for the season like he normally does type thing.
Yeah, but Brady's the kind of guy that doesn't have to prepare and still rattles off all the wins in the world. Yeah, what do you think?
But he's still 43. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say 13-4.
Because Brady's 48 years old.
You gave us all the reasons to think you were taking the under.
They're going to get the one seed.
Right. I can't. This team is too good.
Right. I know. It's so funny though. Like, he started to give us the reasons why. Like, here comes the under.
The reason
folks.
Why they're not going to go 17-0 is because Tom Brady's old. Otherwise, they're still going to get the one seed.
Absolutely. So, all right, Gooch, what do you think, man? 11.5. You like it?
Yeah, over. I don't see them losing more than three games.
I got them at 14-3 as well. And hopefully they start off 0-1.
I'll go 15-2 just because.
Holy shit, really?
I'm giving everybody, and I want to be different a little bit. I'm trying to change it up.
Okay.
Honestly, I say they're going to win 14 games. 15 is in the cards if they're able to win 14. What's the third loss? Not Dallas. Sorry, Dave.
I mean, look. But it's just crazy. The only reason why I say that is because of the Tom Brady sluggish start. Because
if you look at Tom Brady, say they lose week one to Dallas, there's a potential that they could go
16-1.
1-2 to start the year.
And people start to panic.
15-2.
Correct.
You know,
and just rip them all off.
There's a real chance because outside of Buffalo after the Rams.
Here's my bold take or a bold prediction for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against that in Foxborough. Brady throws for 8 touchdowns. 8. He sticks it to Boston harder than any other team this year, and Belichick is just gonna kind of put his hands up in the air and look. Ready for this? Ready for this? And we just said
that's the game that Brady gets fucked up.
Here's another thing. Here's another theory we just talked about in the open. This is Brady throwing against no Stephon Gilmore. He's out. That's a 6-week minimum for the pup. So that's big. That gives my 8 touchdown prediction a little merit because I feel like every single guy on that roster gets one.
They have 4 number one receivers on that team, so they're fine. Even if Gilmore played.
Right, Gilmore takes out who? Mike Evans, Godwin, maybe? Like, I don't know.
The Mac Jones, Tom Brady showdown.
This is going to be good, boy. This is going to be good. Scoop Espo says the Bears are going to beat them. Okay.
No, I think he's saying that the Bears are the crossover.
Oh. I was like, please, Scoop, I love you, but Jesus. All right. Anyway, that is your Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule, courtesy of Absolute Eyewear here on a day 23 of the 32 teams and 32-day coverage of the NFL. Look, it's a busy week. Hopefully, if you guys are listening to this and you guys want to support some Rutgers football, be sure to check out the Rutgers home opener against Temple. And of course, if you're not doing anything on Friday night, you know, I might just turn back the clocks and then go to the game on Friday night to watch Woodbridge Colonia and then go to the Rio Diner after. It's what I did in high school. So maybe just turn back all the clocks all the way down to high school and go to the Rio after. But join us for that as well. Us, I say me, because I don't know what you're doing. But yeah, so that be that. So with that being said, be sure, again, Jimmy Palumbo dropped today, Artie Lang part 2. Get involved with all that. Also, the Squeaky Bum Time podcast, big news coming out of those guys. We'll talk more about that as things get official, but they're making their way on this network, and I'm really proud of the hustle that Mike and Laurent are doing over there. So go check out their podcast. They dropped another episode today. Joe Matarese's birthday. Happy birthday, Joe. Do we got a podcast?
He's recording it now.
Okay, so we'll get it.
Claims.
We'll get it done. It's a birthday edition for Joe Matarese as well. We do have Chart Choppers coming on in. Alan Austin's coming in studio today as we record a couple more episodes of that. His episode will drop tomorrow, All About the Star, my Dallas Cowboy podcast. We're going to feature all of the cuts that the Dallas Cowboys make today. So be sure if you want to tune into some Cowboys bias besides this show, you can go tune into that as well. So, other shows are also dropping all week long. The Mets will be back tomorrow. The Jets are actually going to be back tomorrow as far as a drop. And so subscribe to all the podcasts on the network. We appreciate all the support. Big things coming for Chop Sports. Big season coming as September rolls in tomorrow for Sturch and Gooch on the couch. And of course, AJ over there producing the show. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
So bad news. David Bakhtiari on the pup.
That just happened?
Yeah, it's because I wished Tom Brady an injury. And
This is what you're telling me.
He tore his ACL last year, not yesterday.
All right.
It's already Lange.